Welcome into Scoops with DannyMac.com and Tuesdays with Travis. We're coming to you from the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios. In just a moment, I catch up with the SLU head basketball coach, Travis Ford. We'll get into tomorrow night's game on the road at Duquesne. Also talk about the Billikens' success at home at Chaffetz Arena. The Billikens, they are undefeated at home. Big crowd starting to come out. And the Billikens also starting to get votes in the top 25. What does that mean for the program? Also talk about Davidson this weekend at home, how important that game might be for SLU. And I think a very, very important aspect of what Travis Ford has done with the program, certainly recruiting. You got to get players, but he's doing it with homegrown players. How has he done that? Recruiting St. Louis, Uri Collins, Terrence Hargroves, Gibson Jimerson. He also got Devontae Perkins, a JUCO kid that is a very, very talented player coming into the program next season. So we'll break down those four players, also St. Louis recruiting, and the job that he's done at SLU. I think you'll find it interesting. If you're a Billiken fan, you'll love it. This is presented by Royal Banks of Missouri. Travis Ford coming up on Scoops with DannyMac.com. Royal Banks of Missouri, servicing their clients. A proud sponsor of Billiken Athletics. Amazingly, they have the Interactive Tell Department, the only bank in St. Louis using this technology for their entire branch network. Basically, this is a real-time person-to-person banking transaction. The system allows them to centralize their teller staff in one location, but service multiple offices. Their service center is located in Creve Coeur, staffed by their most experienced personnel. When a client comes to an office, they interact through cameras and flat-screen monitors with one of their staff. All of their drive-in facilities, nine of them, operate with this system, along with three branches. This service is very personable, and actually, it works faster than other services. Centralization allows them to offer longer hours. They know you work hard, so they want to be able to service their clients. Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. all the way till 7 p.m. On Saturdays, from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. They're also open many holidays that most banks are closed. That's Royal Banks of Missouri. Proud sponsor of Billiken Athletics and Scoops with DannyMac.com. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender. Billikens continue to roll undefeated in the A-10. Duquesne tomorrow night. As always, our chance to visit with head coach Travis Ford. Coach, you're undefeated in the A-10, playing good basketball. Let's talk, though, a little bit about what's happening here at home. I know it's a road game tomorrow, but you got a home game on Saturday. Undefeated this season at home. What's it been like playing at Chaffetz Arena so far this season at home?
Well, you know, I've always said I think Chaffetz Arena is one of the special places in college basketball, especially when it's packed like it has been of lately. And the student section was just absolutely incredible this past Friday night. And it was great because we had national TV going on and we were telling all our recruits to tune in and we've gotten a great response for it. But yeah, you know, we've been fortunate to play well here at home and win a few games. You know, we've got some tough games coming up. The one Saturday you're talking about against Davidson at 1 o'clock is one of the great challenges here at home this year. Davidson picked right near the top of the league, already off to a great, great start. Player of the year in the league preseason on their team, a team that's obviously at the end of the year is going to be right up there at the top.
When you look at Duquesne tomorrow, and I'll get into Davidson in just a moment, but Duquesne tomorrow, what stands out about that challenge on the road?
Well, Davidson's probably one of the surprise teams maybe in the league right now as far as where they were picked preseason. But they're sitting right there tied for second at 4-1 in the league, have won four straight. Their only loss in league is to Davidson, at Davidson. They're 13-5 on the year and won a lot of big games. So this is a big physical team, very similar to us. Got a very good inside-outside game in that they've got some guards that can really score it, and then they've got a center that can really score with his back to the basket, which there's not a lot of those in our league, but Duquesne does have one of those. They're physical like we are. They're one of the top steel teams in the country. So, yeah, we've got our hands full, no question. This is probably one of the tougher challenges, and I've told our team that we've gone against yet in our league besides maybe Rhode Island.
I love Coach Hitt. Every Tuesday we do this, we talk about how the team is developing one way or another. So here we are. We're approaching February. You're now in conference play. How have you seen your team develop? And meaning, you know, the changes with your club. You know, we knew Javon Best was going to be there day in and day out. You had new faces coming in. So where do you think your team is right now? Have you seen it develop? Where are you right now with some of your guys? And I know it's a really broad-based question, but where are you right now with your team?
That's a good question. You know, it's interesting. You know, we're very glad that we sit here, you know, I think 5-0 in the league and sitting at 14-4. But we think we can play better. We know we need to play better as we head into the kind of the next stretch of conference play. We need to start playing better on the offensive end. But what I do like about our team is we've been able to win with tough, aggressive defense. We've not let nights where we've struggled on offense affect our defense. And the other thing I like is we've had different guys make big shots or make big plays at the end of the game. It's been different guys. I go all the way back to the LaSalle game on the road. Fred Thatch makes a big, big steal. Javon Best makes a big three to seal the game. Then you go to Fordham. Jordan Goodwin makes a big rebound late in the game and makes his free throws. Fred Thatch makes his free throws, and then Tremaine Isabel makes the shot that seals it. We come back against St. Joe's, and I thought that, you know, Tremaine Isabel made a lot of hustle plays, and Javon Best made some shots, but Deion Wiley steps up, a guy that hadn't been playing well of lately. So, you know, kind of what I'm saying, I like different guys have stepped up to help us win games, and that's what it's going to take. We don't have necessarily one guy that's just going to carry you to victories, even though Javon Best is does it defensively and offensively at times, but still, you've got to have help, and different guys are stepping up right now.
You're starting to get the votes in the top 25. What does that do, Coach, for a program? Because from a fan's perspective, you see that, and fans go, hey, all right, starting to get respect. What does it do, though, from a coach's perspective when Selection Sunday is here, let's say, or, you know, you start getting into crunch time and you think about the seeding maybe of what may happen down the road? What does it mean for the program?
Well, I think I go back to what you said at the beginning. I think it's great for the fans. I think it's great for those things. But for us, you know, we've got it because we've won six in a row. We've got a good record. We're sitting undefeated in the league. But to even go further with your question, it really doesn't mean anything mm-hmm. right now. We've got to if you got to go win at Duquesne. You've got to beat the Davidsons. You've got to go all that stuff. Getting votes, getting it will take care of itself if you win games. It's great that we've got votes, but and it's wonderful, but nothing matters except for tomorrow night's game. I mean, really. All those things that come if you continue to win basketball games, and that's going to be the challenge. We've got, you know, the toughest part of our schedule coming up, and, you know, we've got to continue to play defense. We've got to get better at offense. We've got to be honest with you, and I told our team, we've got to play better than we have been. You know, we won't win games if we just play the way we've been playing. Glad we've been winning, but we've got to play better.
Royal Banks of Missouri, servicing their clients, a proud sponsor of Billiken Athletics. Amazingly, they have the Interactive Tell Department, the only bank in St. Louis using this technology for their entire branch network. Basically, this is a real-time person-to-person banking transaction. The system allows them to centralize their teller staff in one location, but service multiple offices. Their service center is located in Creve Coeur, staffed by their most experienced personnel. When a client comes to an office, they interact through cameras and flat-screen monitors with one of their staff. All of their drive-in facilities, 9 of them, operate with this system, along with 3 branches. This service is very personable, and actually, it works faster than other services. Centralization allows them to offer longer hours. They know you work hard, so they want to be able to service their clients. Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. all the way till 7 p.m. On Saturdays, from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. They're also open many holidays that most banks are closed. That's Royal Banks of Missouri. Proud sponsor of Billiken Athletics and Scoops with DannyMac.com. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender. People ask me about Travis Ford, coach. They know I've been around here forever. I do the Cardinals. They know I do the SLU games. And they say, well, what's it like, you know, with Travis Ford? I said, man, this guy loves basketball. I mean, he eats, breathes, sleeps basketball. I that's a fair assessment, right, coach? I'm not speaking out of turn, right?
No, I think that's pretty fair. I'll take that.
Okay,
I'll
good. I don't want to upset you with that one. So I said,
no, I'll take it.
Good.
I've been called worse. So,
hey, we all have. That's good. That's a good one. I said, and the other thing he's doing, I said, you know, he is getting hometown kids. And I said, we're very proud of being, you know, St. Louis guys. And I said, that's the thing that I love. I said, he's getting these hometown kids. And that's one of the things about doing stuff with you weekly. I mean, we can always talk about Javon Bess and, you know, the different things you're doing with the program. And that's one of the things I want to do with you today. You have gotten some exciting kids coming into the program. And, Coach, one of the things I wanted to do with you is talk about Yuri Collins, Terrence Hargrove, Gibson, Jimerson, all kind of local kids, and then Devontae Perkins. And I want to talk about Yuri Collins for just a moment and all these other kids if you can. The point guard from St. Mary's, I've looked at him on tape. I've also really looked at Terrence Hargrove on tape, the young man from East St. Louis. Man, these kids are exciting. Can you tell our fans a little bit about those two coming into the program next year and get our fans excited? Because I know if they went online and saw them, they'd go, wow, these are fun kids to watch next year.
Oh, no, I'm glad you asked. And we're glad to talk about these young men. We're very excited about all these guys that have signed with us. T.J. Hargrove is just an elite athlete. Let me back. He's a terrific young man. Just a fun, outgoing personality, bubbly, just comes to every home game that he can, and he's screaming and yelling behind the bench, and he's really into it. He's excited about being a Billiken, but he's just a premier athlete who's got, I think, an underappreciated skill set because so many people talk about his athleticism and his dunks. But he can handle the ball. He can shoot it and plays really, really hard. He's about 6'7", 6'8", probably closer to 6'8". And I just think he has an upside that's just absolutely incredible. And we're excited about him playing a lot of different positions. Yuri Collins is a young man I've liked for a very long time, since the first time I saw him play. He's a true point guard. He can handle the ball as well as anybody in the country and has the vision, has a feel for the game, can create shots for other people, but can also score. But I just love how he makes everybody around him a better player. He's a winner. He competes at a very high level. He reminds me, and I say this a lot, he reminds me of a smaller version of Russell Westbrook in that he has such a different change of pace. He's explosive. And he, you know, plays on his toes, and he's almost like he's walking on air out there, how quick and fast he is. But as you can tell, I'm very excited about both these young men.
And how about Gibson Jimerson?
Elite shooter, probably one of the top shooters and scorers in the country. Probably 6'5", 6'6". You're always shocked when he misses a shot. Lives in the gym, just a gym rat. But he's more than just a shooter. He's a scorer. He plays at one of the top prep schools in America, Montverde in Florida. He's already had several games in the 40s against great competition. But a young man that can just really, really shoot the ball, can really score it in a variety of ways, and a gym rat that just loves to play.
Devontae Perkins.
Yeah, one of the great junior college players saw a poll or a ranking the other day. He was top five in America in junior college as far as individual rankings are concerned, averaging almost 30 points a game. Javonte plays five different positions for his junior college.
Wow.
He'll bring them all up the court half the time. He may play center and pick and pop half the time. he could do a lot of different things for his team. The other night, I think he scored 42. Made like four threes, went 15 for 16 from the foul line. Does a lot of different things on the court. And another young man that was just overly excited about being a Billiken and was really anxious to join our basketball family.
You know, Coach, my final question will be this. I know when you were at Oklahoma State and UMass and other stops and whatnot, you know, you would make stops through the Midwest and here in St. Louis and recruit kids. But when you got the Billikens job, how did you get so ingratiated with the basketball community, specifically the coaches, the AAU guys? And I know your coaching staff does a lot, especially Corey Tate with his ties here. But how did you do it immediately to get tied into guys like Collins and Hargroves and some of the other guys and the coaches to get some of these kids to stay home? How did you do it right away?
Well, I think you may know a little bit, Dan, about it. I don't think former staffs here, for whatever reason, and it's not right or wrong, I mean, it's everybody has their philosophy, didn't spend a lot of time recruiting St. Louis area kids. You know, I know Rich Grauer did. He did such a great job of recruiting young men from around here and had a lot of success with a lot of great players that are still around here today. But, you know, from day one, I said I wanted to make it an emphasis. And what we did, as you mentioned, with Corey Tate's help, got out and developed relationships, showed up for games, showed up for practices, showed up at all the AAU games in the summertime when the St. Louis kids were playing, and just played some, giving guys attention. And I think the coaches appreciate it. I can't tell you how many times I heard, especially early on, wow, I hadn't seen a SLU coach in this gym in 10 years,
wow,
12 years. You know, it's good to see you giving these guys the attention and spending time with them. And I love it. I think it's an advantage of this job that you don't have to go far, that I can go to high school games at night. It's the only, you know, this is my fifth head coaching job in college, and I've never had a job where I could just go literally at your back door and go to 2 to 3 games a night. I love that aspect of it, that you can develop relationships right here at home. You can have kids come to the games for unofficial visits and things like that. So, yeah, we're trying to continue to develop friendships, continue to do it. But it's been fun to be able to recruit some of these local kids.
Coach, you're doing a great job. Good luck tomorrow, and we'll catch up over the weekend and also next week as well. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.